Thank you, Mr. Chairperson. If racism is measured by the amount of race laws that a government implements, the South African government, with over 125 race laws, surely constitutes the most racist government in the world. Perhaps this is why they failed to report at this session yesterday. The South African private sphere is also culpable, with major corporations shamelessly enforcing moratoriums on the appointment and promotion of minorities. During the COVID-19 lockdown, small businesses were legally barred from receiving government relief based on racial criteria. An organization on the front line of the fight against gender-based violence was also barred from government funding for the same reasons. Julius Malema, one of the country's most influential politicians, has stated publicly and under oath that he might one day call for the slaughter of the white minority. He encourages his supporters to inflict violence against minorities and to chase them off the property that legitimately belongs to them. In a recent speech, he called on his supporters to kill those who stand in the way of his revolution. Despite his obvious racism and hatred for minorities, he has been spared international condemnation. Mr. Chairperson, the UN does not have a good track record when it comes to intervention and the prevention of atrocities. This is because the UN places too much emphasis on diplomacy and fostering good relations with states as opposed to peoples. States and peoples are not the same. The only way for the UN to strengthen its influence in this regard is to decentralize its approach by strengthening its ties with communities and organizations on ground level, especially those who are antagonized by their governments. As long as the UN and global role players favor diplomacy with oppressive governments over the basic freedoms of peoples and communities, we cannot expect progress. The South African government in particular should be called out for its anti-minority aggression. Thank you very much.
Thank you.